Proclamation number 3317 dated the November 4th, 1944. God's love determines people's destiny. My love constantly flows to my living creations with undiminished strength, and this love also directs people's destiny on earth. My goal for everything that happens is always spiritual maturing. Nevertheless, I play a part in every happening and its effect. I always and forever accompany the human being, perceptibly for him if he hands himself over to me, or unnoticed, if he does not seek to be in touch with me. My love for my living creations will never lessen, and thus you humans must always consider this love as the reason whether you encounter joy or sorrow on your earthly path. For I truly know best what helps your spiritual maturing. And therefore you should never feel despondent or be disappointed by your destiny. For since it was determined by my love, it is good for you, even though you experience it painfully at times. My love applies to you for eternity, yet you fail to understand this as long as you have not changed yourselves into love. My love constantly remains the same, and the depth of my love expresses itself in my plan of salvation, which forms the basis of every happening and every work of creation. If I did not want to save you from spiritual hardship, if I did not want to draw you to me because I love you, the whole of creation would not exist, for its only purpose is your approach to me. And just as the whole of creation arose from my love for the spiritual beings which had deserted me, just as I let inconceivable and incalculable works arise for you in order to regain these spiritual beings, so the earthly life of the spiritual being in the embodiment as a human being is directed by my love, and every detail of life is predetermined, so that you will reach the final goal of uniting yourselves with me again. Yet you must know and believe that you are always and forever surrounded by my love, and must also recognize this love in suffering, in living conditions which you find difficult to bear, in earthly failure, in sickness and misfortune of all kinds. Were my love not to recognize that this is beneficial for you, it would truly not come upon you. But I use means which can be successful for you, because my love for you is greater than great, but you are in danger of being lost to me if I spare you whatever dish attends you on earth. Put your trust in me and my love, which will never end, and completely hand yourselves over to my guidance. Let me take care of you in every earthly adversity and only consider your soul's salvation. Work diligently for your soul. Strive towards my kingdom which is not of this world, and leave every worry about your earthly existence to me. It will not be much longer, and you should make use of every minute by striving spiritually. I alone know every person's course of life, and it will be traveled according to my will. Thus every anxious worry is unnecessary, because you cannot change what I have determined. Thus you cannot improve anything through your anxious worry either. Just be kind-hearted to each other. Help where you are able to help, and where your strength fails you put your trust in my help, for my help is always ready for you and will not leave you in trouble any longer than is beneficial for your soul. And even if you deem your destiny harsh, you should not doubt my love. After all, can anything come upon you without my will? And my will is determined by my wisdom and love, which forms the basis of everything that happens. Even evil is sent to you by my love for the good of your soul if you don't oppose my will and humbly accept and bear everything I send to you without resisting. And therefore don't worry and don't despair, my love is always with you, because it can never ever become less than it was for eternity. Just strive so that you will be able to feel this love by living a way of life according to my will, by practicing love and thereby becoming capable of receiving my strength of love in you. For whether or not you make yourselves receptive to my illumination of love is entirely up to you. However, your life will be far easier if you know yourselves to be guided and cared for by my love, if you feel me and in everything recognize my love. Therefore remain united with me through prayer and loving deeds, and you will receive strength on your earthly path of life and need not fear anything, regardless of what comes, for I myself will guide you until the end of your life. Amen.